Getting healthy soils for Tennessee farmers. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. A new initiative that takes an old idea and rejuvenates it was the basis for a recent meeting in Middle Tennessee.
I'm going to be on detail for 3 months on a new division just to work with soil health. That's the purpose of the meeting. It's every publication you pick up now talks about soil health. We know we've got to feed about twice as many people over the next 50 years, and we've got to be sustainable. We've got to keep our producers productive. This is a way to put conservation on the ground, to be sustainable and be productive all in one time.
Kevin Brown is the state conservationist for the Tennessee Natural Resource and Conservation Service. He says it was previously believed that just not tilling your land was all you could do to stop erosion and runoff. But research is showing there's a lot more we can do.
What's different about soil health is trying to grow a root system in the soil 12 months out of the year. Because of the soil bacteria, the biology in the soil, we can keep the nutrients where they need to be. We can recycle the nutrients more, so we're being more environmental friendly, but the sustainability and the environmental input plus being able to have less inputs is making it much more profitable for farmers.
Brown says we still have to depend on chemical fertilizers and lime, but not nearly as much as we used to. He says farming with these methods is the wave of the future.
It's extremely exciting, and I definitely think it's a wave of the future. And I think we're just at the tip of that. We look forward to working with the farmers, with the other agencies, in helping develop the right mixtures and the right rotations for the Tennessee farmers.
For more information about multi-species cover crops and how to integrate them into your operation, contact your local NRCS office. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.